His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Our forecast calls for some showers early and then some possibility of local strong afternoon thunderstorms, temperatures in the low 80s. We'll get the full details on our tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. A vaccine clinic is coming up today. It happens from 11 till 4 at the Falls Village Emergency Services Center. All ages 6 months and older, all shots and boosters are eligible populations. There is no appointment needed. Now, books are in Sharon this week. Heather Moran Matthews has some new books ready for another busy week. She'll be at Sharon Ridge today around 5:30 to 6:30, the town concert on Wednesday night, and Little Rascals on Thursday from 12:30 to 1:30. Last week was a big success, so I want you to attend and keep on reading. The New York State Energy Research and Development Authority has given Amenia the green light to launch a community solar campaign. The initiative is designed to help Amenia residents who get an electric bill from NYSEG save an average of 10% on their monthly electric bill. If you pay a NYSEG bill, you're eligible to receive part of your electricity from a clean, renewable resource and save money in the process. There's no cost to subscribe or cancel and no solar panels to install. You keep your ESCO if you have one. Once 10 residents sign up, Amenia will be on its way to qualify for a $5,000 grant from the New York State Department of Energy Conservation. The grant can be used to support future climate-smart projects that Amenia can pursue. Spots will fill quickly. For more information on community solar and how it works and to sign up, contact Stacy Mantell at smantell@ameniannewyork.gov to assist with the process that helps Amenia qualify for the grant by letting them know once you're successfully signed for a community solar program. The Ancrum Town Pool will be closed tomorrow and July 23rd due to the unavailability of lifeguards. Several projects in the Berkshires to handle heavier rains brought on by the changing climate will advance with new backing from the state. The $4.6 million overt grant funding for 31 projects statewide announced this week includes over $360,000 for the American Rescue Plan Act funding to pay for construction work on culvert replacement projects along Savory Brook at Frost Road in Washington. The culvert is too small and collapsed. The finished structure will increase stream connectivity, improve aquatic habitat, and reduce flooding hazards. Another grant of over $26,000 will go to Egremont to conduct engineering, design, and permitting work on a culvert replacement project along a tributary to Carner Brook at Mont Road. Replacing the degraded structure will improve the stream connectivity and decrease barriers to wildlife passage. In the town of Mount Washington, the Nature Conservancy will get $50,000 in American Rescue Plan Act money to remove Becker Pond Dam. Taking it out, the state says, will both eliminate public safety hazards and the liability the dam's owner now faces. Some meetings coming up today. The Sharon American Rescue Plan Act meeting will be held today at 4:30 at Sharon Town Hall. In Salisbury tonight, the Planning and Zoning Commission has their meeting, 6:30. Meanwhile, Family Fun Night at the Grove in Salisbury, the Lakeville Town Grove, continues tomorrow, 4:30 till 7:30. I know Cornwall artists interested in exhibiting in the 63rd Annual Rose Algren Art Show must submit applications with payment by July 20th. Their show is open only to Cornwall residents 18 and older. More information, rosealgrenartshow.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. They have a regular menu, a tapas menu, also dinner specials nightly. You'll find them on the web, interlakenin.com, also on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the week at 31,288.26, the NASDAQ at 11,452.42, and the S&P 500 at 3863.16. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few minutes.